hopped on a bus in Boston's Chinatown and headed down to Philadelphia. Philly was going to be the home of the 25th anniversary gathering of an international, grassroots, volunteer-run free food project called Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs shares free food in cities all around the country, from Portland to New York to San Antonio, by rescuing waste from markets and redistributing it to hungry people. Other national and regional Food Not Bombs gatherings have happened in Atlanta, Los Angeles, Cleveland, Richmond, San Francisco, and elsewhere. This gathering preceded a national convergence against the Biotechnology Industry Organization. I'd never been to Philadelphia before. I stepped off the bus into the heat and glare and huge skyscrapers downtown. I made my way up to the Lancaster Avenue Autonomous Space, a formerly abandoned three-story building that was under renovation. People were transforming it into a community center for things like performances, meetings, and making media. This was where workshops began the next day. Workshops at the gathering included, among other things, discussions about confronting our oppressive behaviors, the purpose and history of Food Not Bombs, and consensus decision-making.
I went to the Prevention and Response for Sexual Harassment workshop. Thought it was really good and proactive, and I think some people came up with some really good ideas in it.
We watched a movie, Color of Fear, which is about race, and then we got together and talked about our issues. And that was really nice.
I think one of my favorite workshops that happened was the history of Food Not Bombs.
Around 75 people attended the gathering from around the country. A few people came from Canada and one from Australia. All of the people I talked to thought the gathering went well.
Seems to be a really cool, like, diverse group of interested people.
I think this gathering's been really chill. It's been real nice to meet Food Not Bombs folks from all over the country and all over the world. I mean, there are a good number of international folks here, which is really nice to see.
It was really fun. I learned a lot of things. I met nice people yesterday and today, and it would be really beautiful if it happened every day in life in general.
I was really happy and really impressed with the way everything turned out.
I think my reaction to the overall gathering is that there's been so much energy, and like I wasn't aware of how much energy was going into Food Not Bombs around the world. It's been really refreshing and heartening to see so many kids involved. It's really good.
I had come to Philly hoping to have some critical discussions about what Food Not Bombs is and what it could become. For the past couple of years, I've been feeling doubtful about the meals in Boston. It started to seem like we're trapped in an old model of how to distribute the food, cooking it and taking it to parks, when that may not be the most useful way to share it. By hanging on to this model and not organizing a community-wide dialogue about what to do with the food, the local meals are reminding me of traditional charities that I've helped with in the past. In Philly, I was glad that this question of whether or not Food Not Bombs meals might perpetuate existing power structures, much like traditional charities, became a theme of discussion.
There's a lot of work that can be done to try to make them less of a charity service and more of a solidarity action. Food Not Bombs can take a lot of responsibility off organizers by providing food or catering food for different events, actions, things like that. But at the same time, Food Not Bombs can also provide solidarity for people who can't afford groceries and such things, but it's a fine, fine line that's hard to see between solidarity and charity sometimes.
We also spent a few hours watching a film about racism and some time reflecting on how to end sexual harassment and assaults in our local Food Not Bombs communities. I spoke with a Food Not Bombs activist from Richmond, Virginia.
Sexual harassment and sexual assault has been an issue, you know, within Food Not Bombs, and it's an issue everywhere. It has been an issue in Richmond, you know, and to put that out there and to say, you know, we don't tolerate disrespects.
After the gathering in Philly, I made my way to Pittsburgh, where Food Not Bombers crowded into the kitchen of a two-bedroom apartment to cook dinner for people in the streets downtown.
I don't even know what we're making, but it's going to be delicious. What we're making is deliciousity is what we're making. It's going to be good.
They also compared their Food Not Bombs to traditional charities.
Food Not Bombs in every city that I've done Food Not Bombs in around the U.S. has been a lot different, because most of the other organizations that serve free food are either push a religious agenda on people or, yeah, they're super bureaucratic. Food Not Bombs always feels like we share food with people. It's not patronizing. It's not like we go down like, these poor people, they're terrible, we're nothing like them, we'll help them. We all just share food that we get for free.
We just share food with people, and I like that aspect because I can sit down and have a conversation with the people that I'm eating with, and I do eat with them. It's not like I'm standing behind the counter serving up them food and handing them something. I'm sharing it with them. I also like the sense of community I have when cooking with other people because we spend hours together 2 days a week chopping vegetables and cooking and talking about things, and not only does it build a network with the people that are hungry in the streets, it builds a network amongst us who are willing to spend our time together cooking for them and ourselves.
Will Food Not Bombs become a model of active solidarity with hungry people? Will we continue to strategize about how to challenge patterns of domination? Will it keep trucking for another 25 years? To learn more about Food Not Bombs and how to find your local chapter, visit www.foodnotbombs.net. From WMBR in Boston, this is Home Fries.